So when Rabbi Kolodetsky came to Yeshiva Ketana a few months ago, the lesson that he tried to impart on the children is that their yarmulke should never fall to the ground. And if it does, to put it right back on. Whether you're playing ball, or if you're switching from a hat to a yarmulke. And so I think I accidentally knocked off one of my son's yarmulkes. It was in Priyon Eger, first grade, a few weeks later. And he burst into tears. Rabbi Kolodetsky said, oh, you have to keep the yarmulke on at all times. Halavai, we should all take that lesson to heart. The question is, do children actually have to wear a yarmulke at all? That is the question. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Rav Huna said that you're not supposed to walk 4 amos without an uncovered head, with a giwa rosh, with an uncovered head. You're not supposed to do that. And the reason is because the Shekhinah is above a person's head, and this idea of that a yarmulke gives you Yiras Shamayim is based on this Gemara as well. The Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down the halacha, says Asur Leilech Bekol Mezukufa. It's forbidden to walk with a Kol Mezukufa, straight up, like haughty. But Vilo Yelech, you should not walk or go 4 amos Begilei Harosh, with an uncovered head. And Rama adds in because of Kavod Shechinah. But the contrast, says the Birkei Yosef, of Asur Leilech, it's forbidden to go with a Koma Zakufa, with a very upright position and a haughty position, you're not supposed to walk that way, is contrasted with Lo Yelech, you should not go 4 amas without an uncovered head, which implies that the do not go 4 amas with an uncovered head is not necessarily an Isser, it's just a Midas Chasidus, a nice idea. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this opinion, which is really the Magen Avraham's opinion, that walking 4 amos without a yarmulke is considered only a midas chasidus. It's only a noble thing to do, but it's not necessarily an obligatory. It's a preferable concept, but it's not an obligation. Fine. Mishnah Berurah also, though, brings the opinion of the Taz, very famous Shita, that says, "Dibizmanenu nowadays, Isser Gomor Midina." It is a forbidden Midin, it's an Isser, Leos Begilei Harosh, to be head uncovered, Vapil Yoshe Bebeso, even if you sit in your house. And the Mishnah Berurah does not cite the reasoning of the Taz, but if you look at the Taz inside, the reasoning is because of Chukas HaAkum. That the Akum, the Nenochrim, they walk around with their head uncovered. So for us to walk around with our heads uncovered is emulating or following in the ways of the non-Jews, and therefore that would be forbidden because of Chukas Akum. Now, some say that even, based on this, again, even less than 4 amas, as Taz himself cites, is fundamentally forbidden. Even sitting in your house without a yarmulke would violate the Taz. Without a yarmulke would violate the Taz of this chukoseim lo seleichu. Now, many attack this reason because is it really chukas akum not to wear a yarmulke? And in fact, Igros Moshe, although he defends the Taz in one of the first tshuvas in Igros Moshe, and I think in Chelek Aleph, later on in Aruch Chaim, he asks the famous question which every good lawyer has had to address, and I'm sure other professions as well, but I speak from the law profession, is do you have to wear a yarmulke in court or in general in your job? Now, I know when I was, I wear a yarmulke for everything, all times, but when I was getting advice from Chashuva people when I started the legal field, there is a Chashuva Talmud Chacham, who is a very famous lawyer and a big Talmud Chacham, who told me he absolutely does not wear a yarmulke at all and has never worn a yarmulke because he thinks that it hurts his position. And someone who I look up to, a very, very respectable Talmud Chacham. So obviously there's multiple opinions on this issue. The Igros Moshe, though, says, are you permitted even to do that? So the Igros Moshe says, well, according to the Magen Avraham, that it's just a Midas Chasidus. So for sure, you don't have to lose your job. But what about according to the Taz, for a losase? Are you supposed to? You're supposed to lose a lot of money not to violate a losase. So what do? So for that, the Igros Moshe is a big chiddush. He says, well, nowadays it's not really chukas akum. Why not? Because he says they're not really going bareheaded because it's their opinion. They fundamentally want to be bareheaded. They're going bareheaded because it's annoying to wear a yarmulke. And it's annoying to wear a hat. And in fact, when the winter, when they wear their woolly cap outside, or they're the Go Packers or whatever it is. Yeah, whatever their hat. And they come inside. What do? They take it off. Not because they fundamentally don't want to wear a Packers or a 49ers, you know, hat inside. The pshat is, it's just, it's annoying. It's annoying to sit with a hat on. And therefore, says the Gris Moshe, and he says, it's lo shem yoshvim begiwe rosh mitzadik pedas eza chok. It's not like a law that you have to be bareheaded. He says, therefore, this whole svara doesn't work. It's just because that's what they do, and therefore it wouldn't be chukas akam for us to follow them. And therefore, Moshe says, if it's, obviously you have to wear a yarmulke because that's the minug, but in the cases of extreme circumstances, for example, you're going to lose your job, then that's the leniency that you can rely upon. How much of your head do you have to cover? So, B'tshuvas Hanhagos and Chazon Ish say it has to be rove of your hairs, rove of your head, which many people do not do. So, question is, what's the reason not to? As far as perhaps, if you hold the reason is chukas akum, so as long as you wear something, maybe that would be sufficient according to the Taz, because again, they wear nothing. As long as we wear something, maybe that's the svara. There's a similar machlokas if a toupee counts as a yarmulke or not. This is one of the raya's proofs that they say, well, the fact that the Mishnah Berurah discusses this question implies that a man's allowed to wear a toupee to begin with. So that's a whole separate discussion. But the Mishnah Berurah says two opinions are allowed to wear, does a toupee count or not? So that may be connected to this issue. Final 2 minutes, though. Well, what about children? That was how we titled the shir. Are children obligated to wear a yarmulke? So the Gemara, the Mug and Avram. No, males, man. Little boys. We're not talking about girls, that's a separate discussion. We're not going to do that. We're going to do that on a tape. That's not a tape. It's a tape. So, do little boys need to wear a yarmulke or not? So, so Mug and Avram says, based on the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, if you make a neder, I'm not going to have any benefit from anyone who kisui rosh, who covers their head. So, the Gemara says, and children aren't included, implying that children don't cover their head. So you see, Raya, that there's no obligation for children to wear a yarmulke necessarily. Now, what type of children we're talking about, it's unclear. It says ketanim. But, obviously, the Magen Avraham says that it's preferable because of this idea of Yarei Shemayim, that children should wear a yarmulke. But at what age? So the Sefer Archus Ben Shalosh, which is a Sefer, a contemporary Sefer, about Ben Shalosh, about three-year-olds, says that the age is, he quotes the Kreuzenberger, who says that the age was three. And why? Because that's when the yarmulke could stay on, because that's when you cut, do an upsharing for a three-year-old. Now, I just cut my one-year-old's hair last week, because Rabbi Wilg's meaning is not to have an upsharing. So if that's the shot, so do I have to put a yarmulke on a one-year-old? It would sound, based on this divrei yitziv, that now the yarmulke could stay on a lot better than when you had hairs all over the place. So then maybe you should have to wear a yarmulke. Others say, in fact, that there's a separate inin school to keep a yarmulke on in a crib, and it's not a din of chinuch, because there's no chinuch on a one-day-old or a 10-day-old or a one-year-old, but the idea is it's to increase yarei shemayim, and therefore that would be an obligation. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, everyone who asks him, says you should wear a yarmulke from the time that the kid won't throw it off. So this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish apparently as well. So apparently this Rav Goldschmidt, who's one of the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish, went to the Chazon Ish with his two-year-old and said, does he have to wear a yarmulke? And the Chazon Ish says, well, does he throw it off? He said, yes, he does throw it off. He said, well, did you try again? He says, yes, he tried again. And Rav Chazon Ish apparently told him that you still have to try again. So the way that the Sefer Isaac, contemporary Sefer, interprets what that means is that meant that there's no chiyuv of chinuch to actually do it because he throws it off. But there's a chinuch klali, there's a general concept of trying to inculcate into your child this concept of Yarei Shemayim that may apply independent. Hard to understand, but that's the idea. The Nitei Gavriel points out in the name of the Shraga Meir that in a shul, a child should, because of Kavod Beis Knesses, even if he's under three. That's why you'll see a lot of one-year-olds or two-year-olds coming into shul, they put on a yarmulke. Why? It's not just to be cute. It's the idea is that in a shul, there's a certain level of respect. Final issue is, what about when you're sleeping? So for an adult, the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Taz, it should even be, we said, when you're sitting in your house, it should even be afil b'shena. Even when you're sleeping, says the Mishnah Berurah, really should wear a shuf kapel when you are sleeping. But what about a child? The Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's only an adult, not a child. But B'Sefer Orchus Ben Shosh cites the Mishnah Halachas and M'Shevet Alevi, which says, well, if the whole idea is Yarei Shemayim, Yarei Shemayim, why would a child be any different? He should wear it when he's sleeping as well. We'll end with this story, not as good as last week's, but the last 20 seconds over here, is I saw the Moshe Yosef Hoffman, who was one of the Dayonim in Papa about 150 years ago. He once was trying to hire a chazin or a sheikhet for the town, and they found someone from another city, which I didn't recognize his name, I can't even remember, kilometers away, whatever it was, and miles away, whatever it was, and the town was not an Orthodox town, did not have a large Orthodox population. So they hired this, they were about to hire this chazan, but he wasn't sure if he, and the sheikhin, and they weren't sure if he was legit, if he was really part of that, whatever, the scholar or whatever it was, and so they decided they're going to give him a test. So this Talmud Chacham, who was the chazan, the shochet, aced the test. He knew everything about Hilchah Shechita, he knew everything about chazanus, so they didn't know what to do. They didn't want to hire him yet because they didn't know how frum he was. So they sent a shliach to his house to observe him. So he knocked on the door and he sees, he comes back and tells then Ramosha Yosef Afman, he went to his house, looked inside, and he saw that his children wear yarmulkes even in their crib at age one. And now we knew he was a kosher chazan and a kosher kosher sheikhit, and that's how we hired him based on that. So obviously as an Indian to keep children to wear yarmulkes, practically, I speak from a father now, it's not so easy. So you can try whatever you can, but you know that there is such an Indian.